DMs. You can always message us, Ben and Kelly Show, on Instagram, X, Facebook. Amelia sent us this.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm a little confused. Need some help here. My boyfriend and I dated for almost 2 years. He joined the Army, headed out to boot camp. Mm. I told him I would wait for him to get back, but he thought it would be better to break up and that he did not love me the way I loved him.
Aw.
Here's what's confused me. He just sent me a letter from boot camp saying he misses me and is very sorry for how he acted and that he does love me. So how do I react to this? How would you react to something like this? Will he want to get back together when he comes home? Is he just homesick and that's why he feels like this? Is he doing this so I won't date other people? I'm confused.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for any thoughts you have.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. Ooh. You know, we have a large audience of military families that listen to the show because of the proximity of Fort Knox and all that stuff. So,
right.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people might have, I guess, insight on something like this. But but like here's me never having had to go to boot camp or anything like that. My thought is that he might have done something and he's reaching out to kind of like, I don't know.
You think cleanse. Maybe he like did something before, which is why he's like, no, we need to
no,
break up.
No, maybe he did something at, you know, I don't know. Can you do something, stuff like that at boot camp? Is there room for that? It's
probably more difficult.
Is there room for romance? I don't know. I'm honestly asking. I don't know if there is like at a boot camp sort of scenario.
It could be the homesick part and just reaching out to something that's familiar.
Look at me. I'm like, he's cheating. And you're like, well, maybe he's just homesick.
Probably not. I think he's just homesick. But, you know, that said, the whole part was where he told her, I don't love you the way that you love me. That feels like you can't come back from
right? Right.
However, I did hear that. Uh-huh. And now we've been married for 17 years.
Oh, wow. Who was it? Who said that to you?
He just didn't know, like, at the time.
Right.
You know, he wasn't in a space where he felt like he could feel that.
So you're saying there's a chance that this could actually, like, he could have some hindsight and go, okay.
I'm proof that, yeah, maybe he went away and he separated from her and he started to figure some things out and realized, oh, wait a second. I think I was wrong about that, and I really did love her, and maybe he just wasn't in the headspace to be able to feel that. Maybe he was trying to separate emotionally in his mind because he knew he was going away.
Right, okay.
And so that could very well be, but now he's gotten some clarity since he's been away. Now, that said, she's got valid concerns. Like, all the other things that she tossed out there could very well be.
Okay. So, hey, tell us how you navigated this, because I know someone else has been in this situation, all right? 502-795-1997. We got this message from Amelia, and Amelia has a boyfriend of 2 years who they kind of broke up before he went into the service. He joined the Army, and he's now in basic training.
He went to boot camp, and he says it would be better for them to break up.
Right.
And he said he didn't love her the way that she loved him. So she was confused when she got this letter from boot camp saying, I miss you, and he does love her.
Yeah.
So she trusts that.
Yeah. And she's like, is he just wanting me not to date while we're away? Because she originally, she originally said, hey, I'll wait for you. And he was like, nah.
Right. And so now he's all like, okay, I miss you. I love you.
So I was wondering, like, I don't have any military experience. So I don't know, could he even have gotten into another relationship or messed around with her at boot camp or at basic training? Is that even a thing that could happen? I don't know how busy you are or whatever.
Well, boot camp's a pretty intense experience.
I got to think there's some downtime though, right?
Okay.
Hey, Rob. So you you were in the military.
I am retired from the military, retired Air Force.
Thank you for your service.
And I did 4.5 years as a military training instructor. Same thing as an Air Force or an Army drill sergeant. To answer your question on whether or not romances stir up in basic training. Yes, they do.
Oh,
okay.
They are highly frowned upon because it's unprofessional.
Sure,
but right. Yes, they do stir up in basic training or boot camp. But what I would say to that girlfriend is, if he's giving those kind of mixed signals this early on in his career, then I would just recommend her step away from it and reevaluate everything and just move on and just let him be until he makes up his mind.
Yeah, like if, all right, when you come back, if the universe is meaning for us to be together, then it'll work out. If not, then it's, you know, we'll know.
You know, if they come back together after basic training and then he does it again later on down the road during a deployment, then it's going to make it twice as bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she could set herself up for a yo-yo relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not something that she would want because it's only going to destroy herself. It's going to destroy her ego. And she's going to question her self-worth, and that's not worth it.
Rob, so, thank you for the insight.
You all are welcome. You all are awesome. And talk to y'all later.
Appreciate it, Rob. Got a text from Kelly from Crescent Hill that said, that's Rob the Love Sergeant.
Rob the Love Sergeant.
We have Andrew the Love Doctor.
There's so many professionals.
Rob the Love Sergeant.
I like that. We have so many professionals now on the program.
Oh, shoot. That's great. That's great. Now, Michelle, you just, you worked
keep
in.
Keep on drilling, she said.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Yeah.
That's great.
Now, Michelle, you were in the military, and this, you relate to this.
There's probably not a relationship for him at boot camp, considering they're very strict about that. You're not supposed to have relationships with any of the other trainees or any of the cadre. So, realistically, that's probably not what's spurring this up, is that he did something. But it depends on if he's National Guard or if he's active duty. If he's active duty, he's going to wind up moving to whatever base they put him on, which could be thousands of miles away from home.
Right.
If he's National Guard, he's going to go back to his home state, and he's going to drill 1 week in the month or something like that. So if he's National Guard, he'll be going back home, and to go back home to a girlfriend kind of thing would be really nice for him.
Right.
Whereas at boot camp, it is desert dry on the relationship status usually. There are some trainees that will try and, like, fool around behind bars or behind doors kind of thing, but that's usually it's a no sex for the next, like, 9 months of his life kind of thing.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you for weighing in on that. I mean, I guess
you're our eyes inside because we don't know what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's up to her now. We've given her some suggestions. Do you stick around? Is that what we're saying?
Well, I think, yeah, time will tell. I think you know, if he gets to come home at some point, and he's still backing up what he's saying now, then at that point, she's got a decision to make. Right now, I don't know how much weight I'd put into it.
Yeah, I don't like the whole fact that just a few weeks ago, he was like, I don't love you that way. And now
he's like, I love you.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I'm thinking that maybe he's just maybe a little homesick, and he's just trying to maybe reconnect with someone or keep her from dating. So
yeah, maybe she says we reevaluate things when you get to come home.
Yeah, but according to Rob, the Love Sergeant, just go ahead and step away for a little bit.
Yeah, she could be setting herself up for a lifetime of yo-yo relationships and just being kind of jerked around a little bit.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Thank you for reaching out. Keep us posted.